Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I'm the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx in New York City. And the podcast episode today is going out on Monday, September 17th, which is a very important feast day for us Carmelites. And it's probably a person you probably, I would dare say and guess, you ain't never heard of before. And it's St. Albert of Jerusalem. Now, why is he an important figure within the historical framework of the Carmelite order? He is the gentleman that provided us Carmelites with our rule. He is the lawgiver. That's how we identify him in our breviary and our liturgy of the hours proper that day. St. Albert of Jerusalem, lawgiver. He, in essence, wrote this letter outlining a way of life for hermits that had settled on Mount Carmel in the Holy Land. We believe that he might have had some contact with some of the hermits here, and in that letter acknowledged some of the ways of life that they were already living, but the Carmelite rule overall, which is, of course, I'm biased, mind you, quite beautiful in its depth, but also its briefness. It's not a long rule. You know, I bet you can fit it on one page front and back with the right size sort of font versus the rule of St. Benedict, which is like a book. And he weaves throughout this whole rule, and you can find it online. Just go to Google and type in Carmelite rule, and you'll get a variety of websites that'll pop up. But in this rule, he weaves together his sentiments, what he sees as a good way of life, acknowledging what the brother's already doing, and he just puts this all together with a beautiful tapestry of scriptural verses, as if they just ooze off of his pen, like he's just been a man permeated by the richness and the beauty of the Bible. And it's in this call, because he calls us to meditate upon the law and Lord day and night, meaning, you know, to wrestle with the scriptures and the variety of passage and etc. But just through the way he uses scripture, he shows us sort of a method of just becoming permeated by the scriptures and allowing the story and the tapestry that is the Bible to engulf us and to be sort of that mantle around us. There's also one other reason I wanted to talk a little bit about St. Albert of Jerusalem, not just because of the great affinity we have as Carmelites in relationship to our way of life and etc., because, you know, he gave us our rule and we still exist following that rule today, even though there's been some mitigation. I mean, by that, I mean, you know, some popes putting some little additions inside the rule since his time, but they are brief and relatively minor and etc. But it evolves around the death of St. Albert of Jerusalem, because he died in, I believe, 1214. Many of the Carmelites were already being pushed back into Europe. We were being shaped and crafted a little bit through work with the Dominicans and etc. And his death is so important because we were able to prove to Rome that we were given a rule before a certain cutoff date, because the Franciscans were really exploding and there's all these different Franciscan groups and they're causing a lot of social turmoil and etc. So Rome said no more rules, no more religious orders, you know, and you have to exist before 1215. But Albert was murdered by a priest within his sort of emparchy, his area of Jerusalem and etc. And why was the man killed? Well, we don't know much in detail about the history of St. Albert of Jerusalem. We could tell through some of his encounters and things like that, that he was a man of great prudence and a man of great peacemaking. You know, he did a lot to sort of build bridges and things like that. But he was also a man of devout faith and principles. And he stood up to a local priest, leader of a, I believe it was like a hospital of the Holy Spirit, you know, sort of a medical unit, you know, because there was obviously the Crusades were going on. So there were night orders and they were running hospitals and things like that. But he stood up against a man who was living a very evil life, and he reprimanded him and, you know, called him to task and tried to get him out of office. And during a procession on the 14th, so I believe he was killed on the Exaltation of the Cross, St. Albert of Jerusalem was stabbed to death by this man that he reprimanded. And in a time where we're having many turmoils within the church because of fraternal correction and things like that, and dealing with those that commit great sin, and many leaders sort of maybe pushing that under the rug and et cetera, St. Albert stands up as a man that says, no, when someone who has some sort of position of power and authority within the church is doing things that harm people and scandalize the faith, one must be able to correct them. And not just sort of in a hidden way, but in a social way to strengthen the people's faith and commitment and trust in the leaders that have been given to them and entrusted over to them by the Spirit himself. You know, and it's a hard reality because, you know, St. Albert of Jerusalem died, you know, through being murdered, but he was able to stand up and give witness to proper way of life and of making sure one's call to charity, particularly if they have been consecrated through the what we now call the Sacrament of Holy Orders, that standard is of the utmost importance of charity and care and tenderness, and how one lives his life is of the utmost importance in that regard. So I think with everything going on, particularly here in the United States, but as the news reports are coming out about Germany and a multitude of other countries, obviously this issue is not just bound within the boundaries of the United States of America. We have to be able to really look hard at ourselves and become open to the process of fraternal correction and of openness and of cleansing through that process of letting all these sins out into the open, out into the fray, so they can be purified in the light of Christ. And I think St. Albert of Jerusalem is a great witness for that. Even though it cost him his life, he was still willing to go out there and do what is right. And as us Carmelites acknowledge him as our lawgiver, he helps us to understand how this ability to go out and act as a prophet in the world, as we all have been consecrated from the moment of our baptism, how we need to use and be transformed ourselves by Scripture and allowing Scripture to be a point of nourishment and of contact with the presence of God. So when we go out into the world, we can always carry Him in our hearts. So thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, my brothers and sisters, please make sure to visit my website, thefrankfriar.com. There you can find article links to the Catholic Stand. You can find blog posts that I've done, links to my YouTube channel. You can send me emails, or if you're discerning a vocation to religious life, whether you're a man or woman, you can send me a message via that tab also. Please make sure, too, if you like what I'm doing here, subscribe to the podcast. It really does help me. And please know, I'll be praying for you.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.